Policy Matters is produced by Aegon and Transamerica's Global Government and Policy Affairs team. We're based in Washington, D.C., as well as The Hague in the Netherlands.
Hello, and welcome back to Policy Matters, the podcast that examines the intersection of Aegon and Transamerica's business strategy with public policy issues at the state, federal, and international levels. My name is Maurice Perkins, head of Aegon's Global Government and Policy Affairs team. In this episode, we have the opportunity to speak with Tom Dempsey. Tom was appointed president of World Financial Group. He's a proven distribution leader, and most recently served as managing director for wholesale distribution within Transamerica's individual and workplace markets. With nearly two decades of experience in global financial services, Tom began his career in retail sales and joined Transamerica in 2008. World Financial Group has operations in the United States and Canada, and has over 54,000 agents offering insurance products, annuities, mutual funds, retirement plans, and managed accounts to individuals with a focus on the middle and emerging markets. Thank you so much for tuning in, and let's have a listen. Hi, Tom. Welcome to our podcast, Policy Matters. How have you been?
I've been great. Thank you, Maurice. It's great to be here.
Likewise, we're super excited to have you, Tom. You've been super busy lately heading up WFG. But first of all, for our listeners, why don't you explain very briefly about World Financial Group?
Okay, great. So World Financial Group is an independent insurance agency. We represent 52,000 independent insurance agents in both the United States and in Canada. We also have offices in Puerto Rico. But WFG is pretty straightforward. It's an insurance agency that has a mission to help all people from social and economic backgrounds that are very diverse. Our ultimate objective is to help them build a better financial future for themselves and their families. And we are essentially the platform. We help remove barriers to entry that keep people from pursuing a dream of owning their own business or even joining the insurance industry in general. So our agents truly do understand that their success only comes by serving the needs of others. And when their customers succeed, we all win. So ultimately, it's got fairly romantic ideals, but ultimately, you know, where the rubber meets the road, it's hand-to-hand combat, and, you know, it's insurance agents meeting with people and talking a little bit about what, you know, they can do to help remove some of the barriers to getting them insured and protecting what's most important to them.
Great. You know, and one of the reasons we were really looking forward to having you as our guest is you and your entire team at WFG have been such a terrific partner for our government and policy affairs team in getting the word out about our policies and what's really in the best interest for our customers. And you have that retail face-to-face interaction with our customers every day. So maybe one of the top questions off the bat here is, what has business been like with customers with regard to distribution and WFG with the agent network being such a people face-to-face business? What's that been like for you the last year and a half?
It's definitely changed quite a bit. We were almost exclusively a face-to-face business. We would sit down across a kitchen table from a prospect or an existing client, talk about, you know, what their needs were at the present time, position a solution. That was traditional, you know, standard in the industry. As we all know, during COVID, March of 2020, the world changed, and we had to pivot fairly quickly. And so what we thought were once the right tools and resources for our agents to continue to serve the needs of others all of a sudden became very different. So it was essential for us to make sure we had proper training with our field force. They were fairly tech savvy to begin with, but adoption of methodologies to, you know, touch base with a customer, or, you know, it was face-to-face. Now, all of a sudden, it went to virtual. You know, we are experts now in video meetings. We're also experts in, you know, running large virtual meetings. And when I say large virtual meetings, we've had meetings with over 100,000 agents and prospects on one particular, you know, medium. So it's definitely changed. I would say that we've found that we are actually able to do more in a shorter period of time. And what that means is that in the past, where you would have to drive to someone's home, meet with them, take an hour or two, you'd get in a car, and if you're thinking about this, you're in Atlanta or LA or New York, you've got traffic to deal with. We don't have that anymore. So now where the agents could potentially meet with five individuals and families in a day. Now they have the ability to do that 10, 15 times a day. What we're also finding is that we're becoming very efficient with reviews and follow-ups with customers. So, you know, while we thought there might be a slowdown, we found a more efficient and effective way to serve the needs of others, which is something that I think if you had told us that business would be going very well in the middle of a pandemic, I probably would have looked at you sideways in the past. But now we know for sure that there is a combination of things that we can do to ensure that those that might have been hesitant in the past to engage with an insurance agent, simply because of the stigma of an insurance agent or just the uncertainty of what the discussion would entail, I think we found more efficient and effective ways to manage that. So the pandemic, while it's been painful from a personal perspective, you know, we've all been working from home. I think we found that gone are the sort of beliefs that you needed to have an office and you needed to have all of this overhead to actually conduct business in this industry. So,
thank you. And I know that rallying the troops is super key. And obviously, that has been a bit of a downfall, unfortunately, because of the pandemic. But understand it's coming back. Understand you had recently a terrific conference week, which you've now been able to adopt a hybrid model. So you're slowly getting back into ideally face-to-face. If circumstances warrant, you'll be able to be full-on with in-person conference rallies to really get your troops motivated and energized, which is really necessary going forward. So let me touch on a second question here. I know we're very proud as a company, and particularly at WFG, about the diversity and inclusion within the workforce and within the sales force at WFG being extremely diverse. Can you expand upon that a little bit?
Yeah, so, you know, our organization is a little bit different. You know, traditional financial services tends to be a lot like Tom Dempsey. And what I mean by that is, you know, roughly 80% of the insurance industry are Caucasian. You know, the insurance industry does a better job, I think, than the securities business in ensuring that it's got a higher percentage of insurance agents are actually female. So just shy of 50% of insurance agents are female. That's not the case for the security side. And we do, you know, WFG is associated and affiliated with Transamerica Financial Advisors as well. You know, we are sister companies, but, you know, from a diversity perspective, we're, you know, plain and simple. I think you heard me say that we're, you know, trying to help families and we, you know, serve all communities. And so that's a little unique. Our agents are diverse. We have, you know, 45% of our agents are female. We speak over 60 different languages. We have both foreign and domestic born. I mentioned that we're in Canada. Many of you may or may not know. Canada is the new melting pot. I mean, Canada's borders are open and very similar to sort of the United States of, you know, sort of the 1800s. They absolutely embrace and encourage immigration in a meaningful way. So, you know, we're different to a lot of traditional firms, but we're actually very similar to traditional firms. And we serve both high net worth customers, but what makes us different is where we thrive. And that's those middle income to lower income communities that tend to be forgotten by most financial firms. And so, you know, when we're hired to serve them, we help every single customer with basic fundamental financial concepts, things that aren't necessarily taught in, you know, elementary school in inner city Brooklyn. So, you know, we want to teach them how to establish financial goals and create clear strategies to build strong financial foundations. And if we do that, then our agents actually are the communities that we serve. And you heard me say that, you know, we speak over 60 languages. We are, you know, English is our primary language, but we speak Spanish and Chinese and Hindi and Vietnamese and Farsi and you name it. Those languages are spoken within WFG because our agents actually are in those communities. So it's a little bit different from that perspective. But we take, you know, our diversity, it is one of the things that we're most proud of within WFG, but it's not something we talk about only when it's convenient. It's something that we live every single day. You know, we're faced, you mentioned our convention. We actually do have to do translation at our conventions because we have, you know, rules and requirements in Quebec, for example. So we have to broadcast in Quebecois. And, you know, if you're the majority of your population, you know, speaks English, but, you know, a quarter of them speak Spanish, you also have to translate into Spanish. So it's great to have the demography that we have. But what I will say is that, you know, it allows us to serve more customers that might have never had a discussion about what happens when the unimaginable or unthinkable happens to your family. So we have a number of stories that we share on our website that talk about, you know, someone actually shared and convince someone to buy life insurance, and then the unthinkable happens and their family is actually able to continue on. So, you know, we don't forget why we do what we do, but, you know, the demographics play a key part in that. So that's, you know, what we're very, very proud of here within WFG.
Well, we couldn't agree more. As you know, there's been a tremendous amount of attention, well-deserved, both at the state level, at the federal level, with regard to corporate measures trying to really increase diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the fact that the WFG has had that platform and that diversity of demographics for a long time has been a great starting point for us. So let's wrap up with this last question and really, I think, touch on actual policy issues here that we're tracking very carefully. One specifically addressing worker classification and your agent sales network at WFG. They're all operating as independent contractors. And there's legislation at the federal level in Washington that's been pursued. It's being debated. There's been a hearing or two on it. The White House has commented on it, and that's being called the PRO Act, which is potentially going to change worker classification and perhaps place some restrictions or regulations, if you will, on life insurance distribution specifically for us. So why is that a bit problematic? Where will that actually perhaps harm our ability to distribute to customers who really need our products for financial and retirement security? What are you seeing on the PRO Act?
Yeah, so, you know, the PRO Act, it's challenging. Obviously, we as an industry have been operating in the manner that we operate in today for quite some time. And so it's a challenge for WFG in particular because we are 52,000 agents, as I mentioned earlier, but every single one of them has chosen to be 1099. They're an independent contractor, so they sign an independent agreement with World Financial Group as their insurance agency. And interestingly enough, we truly believe that if you want to help American families build a, you know, secure financial future and protect their assets, and then also provide them an opportunity to try to build a business on their own, we do have, you know, within Transamerica, as you know, Transamerica Agency Network, which has employee agents. And it has a different, you know, impact. Giving an independent contractor, giving someone the freedom that comes with operating their own business in that independent contractor model, we think is key. I will also say that from a penetration standpoint, the reason why WFG has had success and models that are very similar to WFG, that has had success in diverse communities and sort of those lower and middle income communities, is that as an independent contractor, we are able to recruit individuals that are in those communities. They don't have to commute into a branch in particular. Typically, those branches tend to be in city centers. There's a cost to then commute. You heard me say earlier that we've recognized that throughout the pandemic that, you know, you don't necessarily need a central location to do a Zoom meeting and share a, you know, an illustration or a financial needs analysis with someone. But that was the model that existed before. And not to say that that model doesn't have a benefit for those that choose to operate as an employee, but the downside to being an employee is, you know, from a customer perspective, there's overhead, right, in terms of running those branches. And if you don't give people the opportunity to choose how they actually receive compensation, the compensation structure then absolutely determines sort of the profitability model for the companies. What that means is that if you make a decision that says that everyone has to be a W-2, organizations are going to have to make a decision from a profitability perspective, and there will be fewer options, very similar to what we saw, you know, when we were talking about the DOL rule, you know, 5-6 years ago, everyone was using the regulation that occurred in England, for example, and how it actually reduced the total number of people that were actually in the business of giving financial advice. And it had the complete opposite consequence that they had envisioned when they were drafting that legislation, which was the unintended consequences were that communities that needed the help the most were actually the least likely to actually get the help that they needed. So that is the greatest fear for us right now is, you know, we'll, as business professionals, we will be fine. But the question is, if your goal, you know, think about all the different impacts that COVID has had on the life insurance industry. If your ultimate goal is to convince those that are in those middle or lower income communities to buy life insurance to protect what's most important to them, to potentially change the trajectory of their family's lives here in the United States and in Canada, then you would want to provide more optionality or opportunity for them to interact with a financial professional, not less. And so that's the greatest, you know, challenge that we have. Happy to work with, you know, any and all who want to have that discussion. And I know you and the rest of our government relations team have been phenomenal at working with all of our representatives in both Washington, D.C. and in the individual states. So we appreciate all the work that you do on our behalf. But I will say the greatest fear is that if we're trying to convince millennials and Gen Xers to buy life insurance, we need to actually go and meet with them where they want to be met with, not necessarily force them to come to us.
Right. Well said, Tom. And I think that's something we're going to see unfold, what happens with it on the policy side, particularly at the federal level in the coming months and perhaps through next Congress, through next year in 2022. So we actually can't thank you enough and all of your team for really being the messengers about the possible negative impacts of PRO if it becomes law, or whatever regulations that may be somewhat similar coming out from, say, the DOL. So we're watching it closely. We always really learn a lot and rely and leverage your expertise as well as your agent network. Well, with that, we're at about time, Tom. We're going to wrap it up here. We could go on forever, but we try to keep these podcasts crisp to try not to lose our listeners. So we're going to cut it off here. I just, on behalf of our team at Government Policy Affairs, can't thank you enough for, again, being such terrific partners, working with us closely on everything that comes across our desk. And many congratulations to you and a lot of the great success you have had in building WFG, providing a ton of growth for our company as a whole, and providing some great products for our customers. So with that, thanks again. I'll leave it to you for any last words, Tom.
Well, Maurice, I think you said for all the success that I've had, I haven't had any success. WFG exists because of the great people that are a part of our organization. You and I both know that without the 52,000 independent contractors that choose to get up and do what they do every single day, none of this is possible. So we are interested truly in making sure that no family is left behind. And I know you and your entire team are working hard to ensure that our agents have the flexibility to earn income the way that they choose to earn income. So on behalf of all of WFG, we appreciate you and the entire GPA team.
Thanks again, Tom. Have a great day and speak with you soon.
All righty. Thank you.
Transamerica Resources Incorporated is an Aegon company that is affiliated with various companies that include, but are not limited to, insurance companies and broker-dealers. Transamerica Resources, Inc. does not offer insurance products or securities. The information provided is for educational purposes only, should not be considered as insurance, securities, ERISA, tax, investment, legal, medical, or financial advice or guidance. Please consult your personal independent professionals for answers to your specific questions.